Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Kane Brown, welcome back to the UK. We're making a habit of this now.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good to see you back.
Good to be back.
The last time you were over, we were talking about riding bikes and skateboarding in the trailer park. And so many people connected with that afterwards. I think it was really nice people hearing, you know, because people look at you and they're like, big star Kane Brown. But it's nice to hear like where you came from and the things that still kind of trigger memories for you. And you pour a lot of that into your songs anyway, don't you?
Yeah. I try to go back and, you know, write about my childhood and things like that. But I don't think they should look at me as big star, man. I'm a normal dude.
Is it weird for you?
A little bit, but I love it.
So when you do a show that's like 200 people versus, you know, like 20,000, is it a whole different thing?
Yeah, it's tough. The songs just don't hit the same.
Right.
I can't have the same energy.
No pyro.
Yeah, no pyro.
But also, I suppose when you're in a room with 200 people, like you can actually see them. Like you can look them in
that's
the eye.
That's scary too.
Yeah, and there's something about that, right? Where you're like, oh, everybody's really looking at me. And it's 20,000 people. It becomes kind of a bit of a mass, I guess.
Yeah. You know, usually because when the lights go down, you're on stage in front of that many people. You can walk to the back if you just
need a minute.
Yeah. And you just, it's everything you do is in front of everybody.
Yeah, you're not getting away. There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, if somebody's not having fun, you can see it on their face immediately.
So it's always tough, though, isn't it? Because there's sometimes people that you think aren't having fun, but they just have that face, you know, where they're actually
like
super
into
it.
If I was in the crowd and an artist saw me, they'd probably be like, this guy. But I'm secretly inside, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm down with it. I suppose it keeps you on your toes a little bit doing a show like that.
It does.
Because you don't have anything to hide behind, right?
Like, yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, obviously you're never phoning it in, but you're saying if you're 20,000 people and there's pyro and there's things happening, you can just have a moment where you go back and go, oh, okay, you know, have a little breath. But
yeah, I mean, like, you know, even if your butt itches, you can't scratch it in front of 200
people,
you know what I'm saying? But if you're in a big stage, you can walk back, the lights go down, they can't see you.
Congratulations on everything that's happening and on headlining C2C. Not only headlining it, but it's the first time you've ever played C2C, right?
Yeah, I've heard about it since I've, you know, started out in music. Everybody's like, we got to get you over here to play. And
you're like, I got my own thing. It's good.
No, I just never got invited.
So you never got invited?
Shame on y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Furious. I had nothing to do with that. I'm furious about it.
But no, we're getting to come over as headliners. And it's really cool for me because I haven't got to play over here a lot.
Yeah.
So I feel experienced now. But, you know, in the States, I kind of got thrown into everything.
Yeah.
And I had to grow quick. So I had a lot of people come and watch me. And I didn't really know what I was doing yet. So it's cool that now, over here in Europe, you know, a lot of people haven't got to see me. So I'm coming in as an experienced artist that I feel like I'm pretty experienced on stage now. So I'm really getting to, I feel like a new artist with experience getting to play for the first time.
Yeah, like, you know, not to scratch your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even the shows that you first played in the UK, they weren't tiny. You know, they were still, I mean, not on the scale of kind of what you're doing in the States, but by UK standards for what would have been a new artist at that point, like, they were still pretty big shows.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, they felt big. You know, the audience was there, and it was an audience that was a country audience, but it also felt like it was, like, your audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, I look at my audience as they're, you know, walking jukeboxes.
Yeah.
Love music.
So when you play a show like C2C and there's kind of been this big build up to it, do you start thinking about things differently, or are you just kind of like, I do what I do, so I'm going to go do that?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm super laid back. Just get a little tequila and I'm ready to go.
Tequila's your poison?
Yeah, switch to tequila. Yeah.
You know, some people are really great on tequila and some people are really bad on tequila.
I'm very talky when I get
I'm really good on tequila.
Yeah.
And some people can have like a sip of tequila and they are gone. When you were saying that, when you were starting off in the States, like how were you thrown into it?
Well, so I started on the social media game, and so, like, usually artists they'll jump, you know, go to venue in a van. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we jumped in and our first show was 800 people and sold out. And then we played another one and it sold out even quicker at the same place. And we were in an RV for a week and then went to a tour bus. And then I was on tour with Florida Georgia Line.
Playing huge crowds.
Yeah, 20,000 people. And it was like, hi.
I'm Kane.
So, yeah, so I was so used to being on Facebook in front of a phone and then all these people in front of me and I just didn't move. And I had, like, you know, maybe four songs and was just hoping people would like me. So it was scary.
They like you. It turns out they like you.
It was a little scary.
We've talked about this before, and Lauren Elena, who was just in, was talking about, you know, because everybody loves the story of you guys going to school together and you being shy and in choir and Lauren Elena being Lauren Elena.
She loves to talk about that.
Oh, she loves it. Well, we love to hear it. We can't get enough of it. You know, making you sing louder and telling the teacher you could sing. You've talked about being kind of shy as well. For somebody who is kind of shy, is it a bit much to go on stage, or does something else just kind of click in?
It used to be. I used to be like the studio artist, the guy that just wanted to be in the studio, and then I didn't want to get on stage, and now it's flip-flopped. I love to be on stage, and I don't want to go in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you were on the Nashville show with Elaina D. Smith on this station not that long ago, and you're talking about that you're working on some new music.
Mm-hmm.
So are you always working on new music?
No. I will say there was a time, I think last year, that I took a lot of time off of not creating any music. And then recently, with this time off, I've been writing a lot. You eventually write so much that you don't know what to write about. I think that's the hardest thing. And especially me not leaving my, because the 6 months or whatever that I had off, I did not leave my house. So then it's like, what can I write about in my house that's going to, you know, resonate
Dear
with
kitchen.
Other people? Yeah.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, songwriters can be inspired by anything. It's always interesting to hear people, like, you know, some of the biggest songs in the world, you talk to people about what it was inspired it, and you're like, oh, I never would have got that. I think it's just how an artist's brain works, right?
Yeah. My favorite story that I've ever heard was I was AJR, the band. They were talking about, they were in a room together for hours and couldn't think of anything to write about, and then they just heard somebody knock on the door, and it started the whole song of their the song Bang.
Right. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so like those are my favorite stories to listen to. I haven't had that experience, unfortunately, but I think it'd be sick. Yeah. Oh, snap, I got an idea. Yeah.
I feel like you could write a song about a refrigerator. It'd be a nice little challenge.
Yeah, I don't know.
So is the family over with you this time?
They're not.
No, so we're not going to get a special appearance on stage?
No.
That was a special moment last time that you were over.
Yeah, well, luckily Lauren's here. And Carly's here, so I asked her if she would possibly come up and sing Thank God with me, and she was excited about it.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's nice. That's going to be nice. Yeah. It must be fun kind of being... Well, is it fun? I don't know. Or does it feel just like, oh, another day in the States? Because when you're over for something like C2C and so many of your friends and colleagues and people that you know are all over as well, are you all kind of a bit like, we're in a different country? Or are you like, oh, yeah, this is just like bumping into each other at, you know, Red Rocks or whatever thing?
No, for me, I'm excited. You know, it's new scenery. It's new fans and... like I said, I haven't got to tour over here much, so it's fun for me just getting to see the new fans and get to put on a show for a lot of people that haven't seen me, probably never heard of me.
Oh, they've heard of you.
Well, we'll see.
you know, can be humble, but they've heard of you, Kane. I assure you.
But I'm just excited to get out there, and then, you know, also just to mess around with the set list a little bit, because you never know what songs they know. You never know what songs they love.
They know them all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'll know from being here the times that you have, like, UK fans know every song, even the deep cuts.
Yeah, see, we took a lot of our acoustic stuff out in the States because I just like high energy. So I was like, maybe, you know, we'll throw some slow songs and see how it goes. See which ones they love and which ones they don't care about.
So since you've been coming over a few times, I know you, when you're over, you're doing shows and you're busy and you're running around, but do you have kind of favorites now in the UK, or at least places or things that you want to revisit, or is it all new every time?
I'll be honest. I haven't really been the type of guy to go out and check things out. So for me, I remember the last time I came over, I had my wife, so we got to go visit some places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were saying she was making you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to Did Big you Ben enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, it was awesome. And we
What'd
got some
you
really
do?
Cool pictures. We saw Big Ben.
Yeah, you got to see Big Ben.
Yeah, and then we went in front of, I'm very dumb, so what we go?
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, went to the palace. I was about to say the Queen's house.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Now it's the King's house, but yeah.
So yeah, it was awesome.
London Eye, did you do the big Ferris wheel?
We did not.
Oh, that's a joy. Yeah, pop that on the list.
Well, I got my friends over with me. I got Bob, he's sitting out there. He's a big gamer.
Right.
And then I got my buddy Dio that's never been over here. So something maybe romantic.
So you can show him around. You'd be like, that's a Queen's house. That there's a big clock.
Yeah.
You can be the expert tour guide.
Yeah.
So Belfast, have you been to Belfast before?
Never.
No. So every American is always like, I say this as an American, you know, we're always like, oh, I'm Irish and Scottish. You know, do you have any of that in your family? Are there people in your family obsessed with Ireland and Scotland?
I love Ireland. I was one of the places I was really excited to go to whenever we came over for the first time. And I just told my security guard this, but I actually went out on my own. They put me to bed, as I say, and then I snuck out and just went out on the town and went to a pub.
On your own?
Yeah, by myself.
What was it like? Out.
It was cool. It was during a it was a rugby game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rowdy.
So they were lit. And I was in the back loving every second of it.
Did you have a Guinness?
I did not. My drummer did, and ended up the next night we had a show, and we were doing an encore, and he did not come back out, so we just had an acoustic show.
Did your security guard freak out? I mean, this is like...
I just told him this year, so this was...
Right. He was in the room with a nice, relaxing face mask on.
I didn't want to mess with him, you know what I'm saying?
Netflix on, thinking, I've done my job, room service, and there you are in a rowdy pub.
Strolling Ireland. My phone died.
Oh, no. Yeah. I feel like this could be a Netflix show, actually.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It could be a song, Kane.
I need you in the room.
Listen, take these for free. Actually, no, I'll have points, actually, now that I think about it. Hey, thanks for coming to see us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And new music when it comes, there's no pressure. We got plenty of great stuff. We're loving the latest single.
Oh, thanks.
At the moment. And were you a big kind of Phil Collins fan?
I love his music, but it's kind of a full circle moment for me because I got to go on tour with Al Dean. As being a new artist... He was In the Air was his pump song before he would come out.
It's a
so
good
when
one.
The lights would go down and Phil Collins was just playing over the loudspeaker and you just saw all these phones go up and you heard everybody singing it. As a new artist to me, I was like, this is so sick. So just to be able to reimagine the song in a completely different way. But really excited to perform it on stage and just, you know, hear everybody kind of reimagining the song.
What's your pump song?
It changes. Like last year for the tour, my pump song was Break Some Stuff. I really love like heavy metal when I'm trying to get pumped up, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, no, that works. Yeah.
Which my band loves rock too, so we usually just headbang in the back.
All right, so this is what we're picturing, you know, as the lights go down for Kane, you're getting that last butt scratch in and you're headbanging.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Good to see you, Kane.
Good to see you, man.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.